This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The good news is DJVers are back on the DJV program. You have the experience of Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. She's going to take care of her baby. It's all about real life here on the program. We talk about the events of the day, the issues of the day, things that, you know, people are talking about, whatever, however, whoever, put it all together here. A thought for the day. I thought this pretty much grabbed my attention. Style, ladies, is knowing who you are, what you want to say, and not caring. How about that? That is pretty much, right? If you always worry, and that's too much of what's going on in our world today. Too many people are worried about what other people think. Think for yourself. Yeah, well, that's the problem. Yeah, there's so much of that. Jennifer, the Department of Justice has confirmed that it's ended negotiations for compensation for migrant families separated at the border. This was the zero tolerance policy, remember? The report's lawyers for the families there were looking for $450,000 a person to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of the families.
That was a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, how dare they? How dare
they? About it. Yeah. Well, and I think they floated the idea, and if they had received better reaction, it makes you think that this was just around the corner. And I don't know. You've got the big news about the border, however, this weekend coming out of Texas, where the governor there, Greg Abbott, has begun to oversee the completion of the wall in Texas. So because the Biden administration won't do it, even though most of it is already funded.
Where's the money coming from? Who's paying for it?
I think it's coming from the state,
Mexico,
but most of it was...
Thank you.
Truly, there was already, the funding was already done under the Trump administration, and there's actually like pieces of fence just laying in all across the border that needs to be installed. It was just given up and stopped. They didn't even move the pieces away. So in many cases, maybe they're using those pieces. Maybe it's state money that's coming from this, but it's worth it, at least for Texas, to have some sort of protection because the problem doesn't seem to be stopping, doesn't seem to be going away, and so they're taking matters into their own hands.
Yeah. Speaking of that, phony Fauci says there are no lockdowns necessary if we all get vaccinated. There's no lockdowns that are necessary even if we don't get vaccinated. But I thought that was kind of
interesting. People are going crazy about the, I mean, people are, this is what I don't understand and why I think I take all of this stuff that he says with a grain of salt. That may be fine. He may say that. And maybe he's, you know, he's still pushing people in the direction of getting vaccinated, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I think that you've got a lot of people who are already vaccinated. And so their case numbers, and this is the problem in California, actually in most every state, they're looking at cases per 100,000. And so when the case numbers get to a certain level, that's when the shutdowns start happening. So if vaccinated and unvaccinated people are getting it, and they are all being counted as cases, not about the severity of their cases, then one would have to think rationally that more shutdowns are around the corner, especially in places like I live in California, where they're already saying, well, maybe schools aren't going to open up after Christmas break. I mean,
that's wild. That's just,
it's hard.
Overreaction.
It's hard
everything.
To listen to Fauci when he says that, when you just know what the reality is.
So is the definition of unvaccinated, does that include not having had your booster?
Yeah,
everybody,
apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're more than 6 months out, so if it's been more than 6 months since your second shot, then technically you're not considered protected.
All right. So then, and I get that.
You need the booster.
You need the booster.
Yeah.
So get that done as you can if you are in agreement with the NFL.
Which also, like, that's one thing that really kind of, you know, I take issue with the people who were like, oh, the vaccines, you know, it's too new or whatever. Well, like, I know, I mean, in my personal life, I know several women who refuse to get the vaccine, the mRNA, either the Moderna or Pfizer, because they say, oh, well, it's too new and whatever. I'm like, okay, but after 6 months, it's out of your system. You get Botox, you have no issue with getting Botox or anything. anything else or fillers. Huh. And the answer is also, well, you know, it wears off after 3 months, so it doesn't matter.
I have a solution.
Well, the vaccine wears off after 6 months.
No more vaccines. Just get a shot of Botox. You'll be all set. Bing, bang, boom. So Joe Biden is going to deliver, supposedly tomorrow, a stark warning. To whom is this addressed? Not that we can't guess. And then but the penalty, what is it? Death for the unvaccinated?
Yeah. I think I'll be tattooed probably by the end of the week. Sure.
Right. That's it.
Well, I think it's another push to get vaccinated, and if you're already vaxxed, get boosted.
Well, what's the ammunition? What does he have for ammunition?
Well, the
it's
numbers.
Just kind of silly.
The numbers are
yeah,
certain.
But the numbers are...
I don't mean that. How's he going to convince people? Is it the numbers they convince people, or is it the fact that the court threw out
the numbers?
They ban. What was the proposal? The court threw the last week. His mandate was thrown out. Over the weekend, it was put back in again. So, again, lots of people are confused.
It's going to go to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
It's and being set up. It'll have to be. Yeah, it's going to have to. But then the Supreme Court has allowed New York, Rhode Island, and Maine to have their statewide mandates put in place and upheld. So, I don't know. A lot of people saying, oh, well, you know, he has no jurisdiction here. Well, maybe. I don't know. We'll have to see. It's all how the Supremes are going
to
read it.
I think it's going to come down to who enforces it. And OSHA, the definition of OSHA, their powers given to them by Congress years ago, was to set up environmental risk factors. And is this an environmental risk factor, I think, is where the argument's going to be. I don't know. I just think that the numbers, if you say that the numbers are pushing people in the direction of the vaccine, I'd say actually opposite, because you have people with the vaccine still getting sick, which early on was promised that wasn't going to happen. You have people who
Miller said you wouldn't get sick. They said you would not die, that you had a 99% chance or 96% chance of not dying from it.
That came later when they realized that there were breakthrough cases. But before, it was sold to us like this was going to be kind of the cure-all. And that's why for months I remember saying, don't call this a polio vaccine, because the polio vaccine actually worked to eradicate polio. This is a...
Well, actually, if you talk to Jack Stockwell, he'd argue that point with you. He said this, that for the most part, when the Salk vaccine came out, polio was on the wane and it was being dissipated. Anyway, what it has
done...
At
any point, I don't think
future,
the numbers are helping at this point.
The Salk vaccine, what the polio vaccine has done is keep people from getting it in the future. But you only have to have one polio shot, then you're done. One and done. In this case, we're going to have to get a shot every year. And if they put it together with a flu shot, maybe it'll make some distance. We've got to stop this hysteria. That's the thing. Complete irresponsibility of the news media to whip everybody into a frenzy. Yes, we need to know. That's why here I say to you at the beginning of most hours, we're going to talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, and people are talking about. And so they're all tied together. It is totally irresponsible for people to be on the radio, on television, to be writing things that scare the living hell out of people, because this is not freak out time. And even though there are a lot of discussions, you know, as you said, what's going to be shut down after the first of the year, blah, blah, blah. Places like California where everybody and everything is out of control. We've got to get some common sense and reality back into our lives, frankly.
At this point, I mean, I would love to have a doctor's opinion on this, but at this point, you know, are we just racing towards herd immunity? I mean, everyone's getting it. It's just, I'm in New Jersey. I'm out an hour outside of Manhattan. Our cases are worse here in Monmouth County, New Jersey, than they are in New York and on Long Island, where it's really bad. But, you know, I mean, what's going to be the answer? Are we just all going to have to get it and get the super immunity because I'm vaxxed and boosted? Sure, I wouldn't mind some super immunity. That's what all the new studies are showing, that if you have that combo. So, I don't know.
It's very interesting to look around at some of the, we argue about everything here, and it becomes the subset. Remember during the presidential debates when Kamala Harris was saying those horrible things about Joe Biden, and you got to wonder, okay, these are both Democrats. Why are they talking like this? Well, you look around now, and Trump's calling McConnell a disaster. Bernie Sanders is calling Manchin a traitor. You know, I mean, all of this, what good does that do? It does no good whatsoever to be calling people names. You know, we just shut the hell up and let's get to what the real issues are. And frankly, oh, this whole thing, what's the most embarrassing thing for me is that we are not as a collective going after the Chinese government and our relationship with Chinese businesses.
It's all a distraction.
That, exactly. Thank you, Jennifer. That
well,
is
we
exactly
are going after Chinese businesses. We talked about that ad nauseum last week.
Yeah, there, not I mean, as that's, much as you should. I don't
well,
think we, that's my opinion. I think woefully. No, it's not dismissive. It's just.
I know. You want to wave a magic wand and have it all happen. What
I
think
like
we need to
conscious,
do, right? But what
conscious.
I would like to have happen immediately, I would like the International Olympic Committee to cancel the stupid Olympics
that's a
in Beijing. That would be the first line of action that I would love to have happen today.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
I don't even know if I want them to cancel the Olympics. I just want
move
them
it.
To kick China out.
I don't
think we should punish the athletes that have worked.
No,
so
no, no.
Hard.
I'm saying cancel it in Beijing and move it anywhere
move
else.
It. Totally.
Yeah. A question about where we are as far as Christmas gifting is concerned. Do the two of you feel like you've spent as much money this year,
mm-mm.
more, less,
way
than
less.
You did last year?
Way
is
less.
Is it because you're concerned about inflation? What? How far your dollar's going to go?
Things have cost a lot more for me.
Yeah, a lot of money.
I've spent more. I mean, I buy a lot of gifts for a lot of people, but I feel like it has cost me a lot more.
We
were very indulgent last year. This year, it's not honestly. This year has nothing to do with inflation. It's just we just scaled back as a family. It's just the six of us for Christmas, so we're just not going crazy with gifts. So, you know, it's
see, where
it's
I noticed it is there just haven't been any good sales. Like, typically, like, you can get
yeah,
like,
you have
Black
to take,
Friday.
You have to travel back to October. That's
yeah,
where the good
and
sales
I don't
were.
Even, and I, you know, but I did most of my shopping in October, and they weren't even the scale of sales. And I think that's what's really been different this year is that retailers haven't offered the big cuts that they would have done, I think, in previous years. And that's really where I feel it. I don't think my list has grown. It's just everything's a lot more expensive.
All right, so I'm going to leave you in this half hour, at least in this segment of the program, with some food for thought. Talk about all of this stuff. There are two babies who survived the tornado last week. The tornado carried away the bathtub in which they were having a bath, and they survived in that bathtub.
Wow.
Did you see that?
You're supposed to go.
No.
You're supposed to be in the bathtub.
Okay, that's something. But think about all of the other things. And you talk about God or believing in spirit or whatever it is that we seem to more focus on this time of year than any other time of year. Now, there's something involved in that that is really spiritual. It's 18 after the hour.
Now at Banana Republic Factory, 50 to 70% off everything. Discover winter essentials, holiday party looks, last-minute gifts, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com this week only. Plus, new deals on stocking stuffers. Save through December 20th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One of my favorites. Isn't it put you in a bright mood when you hear that?
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Today is Go Caroling Day. I would love to be. I had every year at Christmas, I manage to get corralled, usually on the coldest day of the year, into hitching up a tractor to the wagon that we use for tours on the farm and bringing people around caroling. And that happened a week ago Saturday in Framingham at Framingham Center around the Common. And I was thinking, as I was singing on the tractor with everybody who was in the wagon behind me, they all thought, well, they get used to it after a while, because I tend to...
The tractor or your singing?
No, my singing, right.
Oh, okay. I was hoping the tractor would drown that out, maybe.
No, the tractor didn't. I was on idle, so it didn't. I made sure it didn't drown me out. The caroling on Christmas started in the year 1223, for those who don't know it. The Church of St. Francis of Assisi. He thought that it was merrier to sing songs full of joy, and I'm with him on that one. The solemn hymns, thumbs down on those babies. I love the upbeat Christmas stuff. Also, back then, they liked the nativity scene, and they were starting to put them around. I saw something in the town of Sherburn, Massachusetts yesterday as I was driving through, coming back to the farm. There's a nativity scene out in front of Town Hall. Now, that's usually verboten. At least around here it has become. Is it where you are, Victoria? Do they kind of discourage having that the sort of Christian...
No, I see lots of nativity scenes around in local towns.
But in front of the town hall, do you really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, the town I grew up in, at the Jersey Shore, it's every year. That was a big sight. Everybody would come and drive by and see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, in a moment... We're going to discuss the latest from Jennifer Lopez. You'll be very interested to know what she has to say about Ben.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hello? Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
You want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, so there was a lot of hoopla last week, Victoria, about Ben Affleck and what he said about Jennifer Garner, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So now what is, you know, I think we should have a chorus here, Phil, of Stand By Your Man.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is interesting. So in this interview, he did this two-hour interview with Howard Stern, and they talked about all kinds of different things. And the headline that people kind of grabbed from it was that it seemed that he was implying that his alcoholism was tied to his miserable marriage to Jennifer Garner. He went on Jimmy Kimmel that same night after the backlash and said, you know, the last thing I would want is for my kids to think that I was saying anything bad about their mother. He goes, in my way, he was, the way I thought I was saying it was very complimentary. I don't know how he got that one. But, I mean, it was, yeah, he didn't choose his words that carefully. And so then all kinds of stories started running that Jennifer Lopez was upset with him because she didn't like how, you know, that he was blaming Jennifer Garner and all this other stuff. And in a very, very rare direct statement from Jennifer Lopez, she actually told People magazine, the story is simply not true. It's not how I feel. I couldn't have more respect for Ben as a father, a co-parent, and a person. So that's very rare for J-Lo.
Garner said that or Lopez said that?
Lopez is standing by her man. Yep.
And Garner is saying nothing. Nothing. Which is probably apt. 28 after the hour.
I'm Andy Solomon. Now that the dark days of winter have descended upon us, if there's one thing we could all use a little more of, it's a dose of lighter lights and brighter brights. And what more obvious way to do that than to bring T-Mobile and Hasbro together to introduce Light Bright T-Mobile Edition, now with 184 magenta pegs. For just $20, you can get your very own Light Bright T-Mobile Edition. And if you act before Christmas, shipping and handling are completely free. Besides the brand new magenta pegs, it also comes with the traditional Lightbright pegs and four wireless-inspired templates. At T-Mobile's 5G Lightbright website, users can download and upload other design templates to add hours upon hours of fun. Lightbright T-Mobile Edition originally sold out within 30 hours of first being announced, but now it's back in stock and ready to ship. To get your own Lightbright T-Mobile Edition right now, go to t-mobile.com/5G Lightbright.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now, Lieutenant Democrat Joe Manchin says he will not vote for the legislation. It looks like Democrats are not going to be able to overcome Republican opposition in the Senate to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better bill. Tom Cotton, the U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says...
At a time when we have almost $30 trillion in debt, this bill would add $5 trillion to it. We have the worst inflation in 40 years. This bill would add fuel to the fire of inflation.
The Republican Cotton speaking there on Fox News Sunday night in America. President Biden's Build Back Better agenda would focus on issues from health care to education, climate change, and tax laws. The NHL and Players Association announcing cross-border games are now being postponed for the upcoming week because of rising COVID cases. And this is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Republicans say Democrats are ignoring the nonpartisan agency that they used to champion as they try to pass that Build Back Better plan. An update from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The White House and President Joe Biden have turned on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office when it exposed the cost of the Build Back Better Act, including Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling its latest scoring fake. But Representative Pete Sessions, Republican of Texas, said on Newsmax, the only thing fake is the White House. Psaki and Democrats lying to the American people about the zero cost of their progressive spending plan.
How can you say it is completely paid for when the CBO score is $3 trillion different?
Yep.
And the bottom line is that's what they want. And so they're hoping that the people who hear on their stations hear what they hear, and the people that are on conservative stations then know the truth.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Elizabeth Warren has tested positive for COVID-19, the Democratic U.S. Senator making the announcement by Twitter, saying despite a negative COVID test result just earlier this week, she then tested positive today, Sunday, with a breakthrough case. Warren adds she's only experiencing mild symptoms. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
The good and the wonderful survive here on the DJV program, our overview of the world. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. Now Jennifer's gone off to KRLA, and Jay's taking care of her son, Mac. So we can say goodbye to those two, at least for today anyway, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And saying goodbye to friends at parties and stuff seems like the obvious thing to do. But there's a new report out, Victoria, that suggests it may cost you dearly. Who in the world is studying this? Well, it's the Time Management Institute interviewing a couple of thousand Australians, finding on average they go to 25 parties a year. How many parties you go to a year this year?
Well, this year, none.
Yeah,
it's none. COVID.
Right.
I'm not one of these people that's like out partying.
But there's still a lot
like
of people
exist.
Who are having parties this year because they said, well, we didn't have them last year, so let's have them this year. I had one at my sister. I don't have. I'm not a party guy.
Well, that's not a party. That's a family dinner. That's
family
different.
Dinner, right? Anyway, so these researchers said from the moment they actually decided it was time to leave a party, they figured it takes 45 minutes to say goodbye. That means you spend 18 hours and 45 minutes every year saying goodbye. The report found those who said goodbye are forced into repeating the same thing. And they, as they leave, oh, I have to leave. I got to go home and take care of the children. They always make an excuse. I got to go now. I just say, I got to go. Time's up. See you later. But I'm unusual in that respect. I just don't spend a lot of time. I figure I don't want to wear out my welcome. Dinner's done. See you all later. Anyway, they risk being convinced to stay at the party because they don't want... This is called the Irish goodbye. The reason I brought this up is because of you. Mm-hmm. You're an Irish person. You have Irish roots. So do you use the Irish goodbye?
Yeah, the Irish goodbye is when you just... Yeah, you just dip out the back door and that's it. Yep.
Right.
Yeah,
backdoor Benny.
Yep, the Australians call it backdoor Benny. Yeah, and mm-hmm. then for everybody else, we usually call it the Irish goodbye. Well, right. If it saves you 2 days per year, then sure,
right.
Why not?
Yeah.
If somebody, I mean, look, if you think of it this way, if you're at a big party and you're not going to see these people again, maybe for another year or whatever. So what's the big deal if you say a long goodbye or not? You know, it's get out.
Right.
Get back out to your life.
Yeah, get back. The story from that I was talking about, the two children that were saved in the bathtub, mm-hmm. reminded me about a couple of things that I wanted to underscore here in our overview of trying to help people out. You'll remember last week we were talking a lot about the pandemic of love, which is a great place to go if you feel like giving a buck, $5, $10, whatever you can. It's the mutual aid site for the Kentucky tornado victims. If you didn't hear me talking before about these two youngsters who were having a bath, they're in a bathtub, taking a bath, when the tornado blew through, picked up the bathtub and threw it who knows where, but the two youngsters in the bathtub survived in the bathtub. So, amazing. You know, you get, there are all kinds of amazing stories coming out of this sort of circumstance. But the help that's come from so many Americans who are trying to help there, please, if you're of a mind, there's no scam involved here. This is a good, I've checked these people out. And so as Victoria, I think Jay did as well, vetted them. Pandemic of Love, pandemicoflove.com, Venmo pay at Pandemic of Love if you want. That's their website. PayPal you can use as well. Focusing on the needs of the now. That's why I like them. And it does remind me that during the holiday season, there's so many scams. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who has created the website Scamicide.com, has been on this program any number of times. He actually went through a number of scams, the 12 scams of Christmas, and one of the most distressing, I guess, but the best word I can come up with, Victoria, the number of charity scams, people calling, appearing to come from a legitimate source, and they aren't. And so, you know, phony charities have names that sound legitimate. They come up with a great name, kind of like a government program. You know, they come up with all those names for government programs. You just have to be very careful and take the time to check them out before you say yes on the phone. Say no, I'm sorry right now. Let me check it out. And do you have a website that I can go to? Don't give anybody any money on the phone. Period. End of story. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Charity.
Absolutely.
Navigator.org. But then there are other things. I was thinking when you were doing, we were just talking, we have the trending social media conversation every hour. And that's another place. Wow. The Secret Sister scam is back big time. Do you know what that is? The gift exchange?
Mm-mm. Huh?
No. Do you know what it
no,
is?
I,
you know what
no,
it is?
I don't.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right. What it does is provide you with a list of six people, and you're told to send a gift worth at least $10 to the first person on the list. And then you take that person's name off the list, move to the second person on the list, and so forth and so on. And you keep giving your name at the end of every one of your gifts and how you're giving the gift.
This
in
sounds
theory,
like a stupid chain letter.
It is. That's exactly what it is. You're supposed
well,
to get...
Who would fall for this?
Apparently a lot of people are falling for it. The government... There's a Title 18 of the code of whatever it is in the federal government rules and regulations. It's illegal. Chain letters are illegal, period, end of story. But in one version of this illegal chain letter, you're required to provide personal information that leads you to be very vulnerable to any kind of identity theft. So if somebody's calling you trying to get to you on a gift exchange thing, just hang up the phone. Don't. It's Christmas e-cards that are all over the place. That's another scam, pretty much like the gift exchange, isn't it? And then there are the holiday job scams. Wow. This is something I never thought of. Steve brought this to our attention in the conversation he had on the air, I don't know, once or one of the two times he was here. Scammers posing, Victoria, as retailers, they post phony job offers for work at home. In one of these job scams, the scammers require an upfront payment. In another job, in order to get the job, you have to pay us to scrutinize your CV. In other words, I mean, who does that? Who applies for a job and they pay? No. No. And then if here's another.
But look at
one.
How many people fall for like those marketing, what do they call them? Those like pyramid schemes.
Pyramid schemes. Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then
right.
and then you have to buy all kinds of inventory out of your own money up front
yep.
and all that
put
stuff.
In the garage.
I mean, there's a documentary
rot.
Yeah that's out right now that on that LuLaRoe stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, Lula Rich, it's called, and this is the name of the documentary, and it's just a scam.
Yep.
And people lose their homes. They have, you know, they remortgage their houses, and then they lose
oh, yeah.
the house.
To buy all that
Horrible.
Stuff. Exactly. So here's another job scam. The victim is asked for his or her Social Security number, process income tax withholding information, so they can find out whether you pay your taxes, because if you don't pay your taxes, you can't get the job. Huh? Who ever heard of such a thing?
Yeah.
Legitimate employers never require you.
Right, but it's a convenient way of getting someone to hand over their Social Security number.
Yes, right, exactly.
It's yep. horrible.
Or your checking account number. We want to check
your... Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, come on, people. As you know, providing your Social Security number to your employer, you have to confirm the company is a real company first. The last thing you do is giving you a Social Security number once you have become employed. And if they require, there are some companies that do require your Social Security number because they want to do a credit check on you. No. Nope. Especially online. Because, again, here we are with the what's the old a word to
but the
wise.
Fact that, and that happens a lot. Legitimate corporations will run a credit check on future employees. I don't understand. If someone has bad credit and they can't pay their bills, or maybe they have student loans or too many credit card bills,
need a job.
Getting a job is part of the solution.
Yeah,
so how do you not hire
prison.
Someone? Yeah.
Well, put somebody in jail because they can't pay their bills.
Honestly,
that's
it should
real
be,
smart.
To me, it should be illegal to run someone's credit as a term of employment. I think
agree.
That's it should be illegal.
I agree. Yep, I agree with that. All right, let's have a little celebration, shall we? Dolly Parton has broken not one, not two, but three Guinness World Records. Singing, acting, songwriting, book writing. Got her own. This is something at Christmas time we think about supporting her illiteracy program. She actually funded a coronavirus vaccine for some country, too, didn't she?
No, for us. $2 million she gave to the Vanderbilt
for the research.
School. Yeah.
Ah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember something. Remember. Yeah. Anyway, the Guinness World Records book has revealed that Dolly has broken three records. She holds the title for the most decades on the U.S. Hot Country Song Chart by a female artist. Most number one hits on the U.S. Hot Country Song Chart by a female artist. She had 25 of those puppies. Now, let's see here. Another record broken. One she already held. Parton had topped the list for the most hits in the U.S. Country Song Chart back in January with her 108th track in the top 100, Cuddle Up, Cozy Down, Christmas. She now has, is this the new one? No. Where's her duet with Reba McEntire? Is that what this is?
No, this is with Bublé.
Oh, okay, right. So where's
this
the Reba?
This is Christmas.
Right. She got a... This isn't a Christmas song, though, right?
No.
No.
This came out a couple months ago.
Yeah.
With Reba.
Right. Anyway, she said, I had no idea I would be in the Guinness World Records book this many times. I'm flattered and honored. I've had a lot of people help me get here. She's smart, isn't she? She thanks everybody for helping her get there. Very, very smart.
Always humble.
She's right.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. She is a treasure, a treasure, a treasure, a treasure. Good for her. Papa John's restaurants. Black guy here. Who goes to, who gets pizza to Papa John's anyway? You get, have you ever gotten pizza to Papa John's?
There was one. I mean, every once in a while, like when I was living in Manhattan, if the regular pizza places were closed, then every once in a while, late night, we would get Papa John's. It's
they
okay.
They get so much attention. No, it's not good pizza. And they've had this guy that they threw out because he wasn't doing a good job or whatever. I don't know why people pay so much attention. But anyway, here's something floating around. And this is the reason I bring it up is not because I want to promote Papa John's, although I kind of want people to know what the culture is there. So this guy who ran one of the restaurants in their chain was fired on Friday after 13 years with the company. He closed the store early because he didn't have anybody to run the store. So they said, and he'd been on duty for 12 hours that day, and they said you should have stayed for the other 3 hours yourself to make sure that the evening shift was covered. And he said, I was exhausted. I worked 7 days a week for the past 3 months, 12 hours a day, and I didn't have anybody to close, so I closed the store. You're fired. There you go. So that's the culture at Papa John's, just so you know if you're looking for pizza. Here's something. If you're looking for a way to keep your weight, how many people are thinking about weight? I'm not thinking about weight. No, it's Christmas. I'm eating chocolates, candy, ice cream. I bought a Maine blueberry gluten-free pie when I was shopping for food last night, Victoria. Blueberry Maine yummy pie with ice cream. Oof, that's not going to help my waistline, but makes me feel a lot better. Anyway, if you've been eating a lot and you felt better at the end of the line here, you're not going to be better. And if I tell you that this is the most powerful message that I've had along this line for quite a long time. Calitrin has recognized the fact that COVID attaches to fat cells. And those of you who are overweight, a lot of fat cells, it was designed. The COVID virus attached, it was designed to attach to fat cells. So if you're overweight, look out. Let's get ourselves onto a program. If you lost the weight, you want to keep it off during the holidays, good. Get started with Calitrin. Works very simply. Go to toploss.com, find out how it works, how you can get it. You can pay for it with their afterpay option if you'd like. 12 days of Christmas giveaways continue through this week. So check it all out. Most importantly, lose the weight the healthy way and keep it off with Calitrin at toploss.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love is what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Christmas time and Christmas movies are our focus. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man with movie moments, and the Spider-Man story is the weekend story, and we'll have that story for you with totals, results, and what Chuck thought of the movie because he saw it right after this.
That's good news for American retailers, as new research reveals shoppers are shrugging off worries about inflation, supply shortages, and late deliveries. Spend over the holidays. The research carried out for retail customer engagement specialist Immarsys reveals what American consumers are most concerned about and their biggest shopping bugbears. Immarsys works with over 1,600 retail brands around the world and has come up with some festive tips to help retailers make the most of the peak trading period.
We've seen across the U.S. that consumers are putting more effort into holiday shopping this year, but they're lacking inspiration on what to buy. We recommend that retail and consumer product brands ensure they're offering shoppers personalized products that they know sell well together for different types of buyers, both online and in-store. For more information on how to engage first-time buyers, defecting customers, and loyal customers this holiday season, head over to emarsys.com.
Yay! Hello, Bedford Falls! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building alone!
Hey! Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter!
Happy New Year to you! In jail! Go on home, they're waiting for you.
Nice. We were just talking off the air about how we don't really, does this sound un-American, right? Patriotic?
It does. Let me say, you and Victoria said you don't like It's a Wonderful Life, yeah, which is the greatest Christmas movie of
it's
all
over.
Time.
We've seen it how many times? There are way better Christmas movies than that. Way better.
How about that? You two take a break. I'll do the show with Phil.
It's depressing. Who wants to see a depressing Christmas movie?
Very depressing.
You can't let me explain that. You can't see the light unless you go into the dark. And I give you an example. Like we do at the local theater I'm involved in, Pocono Cinema in East Strasburg. We do dinner and a movie every 1 week before Christmas. It's a Wonderful Life. Normally we get like 300 people. We put on all three screens, dinner and a movie. This year we capped it at like 75 people because of COVID. I don't know if you heard about this COVID thing. But anyway.
It's way overrated, I'll tell you that.
But anyway, like, I got to be honest with you. I introduce it, and when I introduce it this year, it just felt different. I can't explain it. I mean, the energy between 300 people and 75, and, you know, people, you know, can't hug and shake hands and stuff like that as much as they normally would or are hesitant to do. It just feels bizarre. Having said that, for the record, It's a Wonderful Life is the greatest Christmas movie and one of the greatest movies ever made, hands down. I just want, before I go into the new year and renew my contract, I want to just point that out.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so Spider-Man, we all are entitled to our opinions. That's what this program is about. Yes. Facts and opinions. The fact
here's
is,
the
I
thing.
Find it boring. Your opinion is you love it. So there we go.
No, here's the thing. Race. I do love the character of Spider-Man. This movie did $253 million, so people.
No, I was talking about the previous
the
conversation
here.
About the Christmas
oh,
movie,
yes.
Not about
no,
Spider-Man. Although okay. I'm not interested in Spider-Man either, but I know you are, and look at the money it brought in this weekend.
Yeah. Yes, second biggest opening of all time, which is incredible. Having said that, and before I give my opinion, underneath what that did, Encanto did $6.5 million. Steven Spielberg's West Side Story, which I think is a great movie, had a $10.5 million opening weekend last week, which was very soft, dropped almost 70%, 3.4. So Spider-Man, No Way Home, $253 million. West Side Story, 3.4. That is the industry, despite the fact they'll celebrate that unbelievable number for Spider-Man, they got to be very nervous about what's going on with adult-oriented movies. It is not a good scene. Anyway, everybody seems to love Spider-Man, No Way Home, critical buzz, so on. I got to tell you, I went with my wife, my daughter, and two other people. I was slightly disappointed. They had all the toys in the world, and I had a completely different vision of the way this movie would play out. I would have did it differently. It's very melancholy, very melodramatic, very bittersweet. I didn't find it overly exciting, and I don't like necessarily the way they use some of the characters in the older films in this installment. I liked it to a point, but it's not a movie I'd run back to see two or three times, which I really wanted to embrace and love, and I didn't have that reaction, so I'm in the minority, Doug.
No, that's all right. It won't be the first time.
No.
Okay, so here we have the big movies coming up. Batman, Marvel movies, Top Gun. That's going to be a big one. That'll be huge next year. Right, exactly.
Hope.
All right. Chucker, talk to you tomorrow.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.